Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Aloha, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We have transported ourselves into Hawaii because we have flying in this morning. We have Kohana Harry Uehane. Oh, Uehane?
Okay, Uehane, I'll do that. Jim. Harry Uehane Jim. Yes.
Harry Uehane Jim.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's just spend a second on the middle name. Uehane.
Uehane.
Yeah. That means Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm talking to a Holy Spirit.
Well, that was given to me by my father.
Nice.
That's
beautiful.
His name and his father's name and his father's name. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm claimed to be a kahuna is because it's genealogical.
Wow.
Yeah. And we all link for 4,000 generations back to the name Uehane.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the Chinese have something similar where my last name, Liu, and then each of them generation. So mine is the generation of Xi, so I'm Xi Chuan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means teacher of gentlemen.
Teacher of gentlemen.
Yes.
I'm in class.
You are in class. No, I'm in class to learn from you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we are here talking about, we were just talking about the some of the key ideas of a lot of Hawaiian healing, and you call them technologies.
Yes.
Tell me why you start off with why you call them technologies.
Well, let's start with there. Hawaiian healing and Hawaiian technologies is really the same thing. Hawaiian healing because it comes from heart medicine.
Mm.
And technology, basically, because you don't know it. It's a formula. It's a curd and a crude body of knowledge. It's not techno with metals, but it's definitely an advanced form of healing. That's for clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's it's a technology. There's a specific thing you get to learn before you can create the healing. And what's different about other kinds of healing processes is this one, it's all on your own. That you're enough. You don't have to do any homework or assign your power to heal to anybody above or below you. It has to go to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hawaiian healing is about making you believe that you're enough, not because you've done anything. But like the cats and the birds and the butterfly, you're enough because you're an act of divinity.
Hmm. Interesting. That's a hugely different way than a lot of ways that we're instructed in life generally,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I want to kind of make it really clear that the Hawaiian culture sees God as the father, mother's child. Sees God the creator, which is very different from the Western side.
Mm-hmm.
Very different from Europe and Northeast. That's because most of the gods have an identity of male and male only.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiians look as the god as male and female creating child, which is causing the charter purpose of the universe, which is to have relationships.
Mm. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
No wonder I have so much fun when I go to Hawaii. Because people are relating to me.
They're relating to each other as well from the idea that God themselves have a mother and father perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just have a masculine perspective maintaining the security for the people.
Mm-hmm.
The father and mother create the perspective.
Now, this is very similar to what we're talking about. I wanted to learn a little bit about some of the key concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a high self, a middle self, and then a lower self.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the same idea of the parentage, female, male, doesn't it? So
it
tell
does.
Us a little bit about this.
Well, let's begin by understanding the Hawaiian healing is not the same as what's called in America huna.
Okay.
H-U-N-A. Huna was initiated by a man named Max Freedom Long.
Right.
And he identified the three selves, the Amakua, the high self, the Uehane, the middle self, and the Unupili, the low self.
Mm-hmm.
Those three beings are in the triunity of one being. Mm-hmm. And Huna's premise is that in understanding this process, you're able to better live your life because these principles come from that Polynesian water world.
How are you better able to live your life?
Because you're not negotiating. You're simply navigating through what's true. It's a huge difference to
navigating
that.
What's true, depending on what self you're coming through. It's all true, whether it's a high self, the low self, or the middle self.
High self, middle self, or low self. Actually, different pieces do different roles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that takes a huge amount of study. But I want to tell you that the child of Huna, the whole body of knowledge, and all the people that practice Huna are really a child of Hawaii. Meaning that body of knowledge initiated in Hawaii and transferred itself because the people on the mainland don't have the same physicalities that people in Hawaii do.
Okay.
So the language has to change and the understandings have to change. But if you go back to how it initially meant, then you've got to look at why it's so important to see that the nation of Hawaii comes from nations of the water.
Mm.
Right? Which is really demanding for you to be immediately in presence and now. In a matter of fact, in Huna, you're able to utilize principles that actually connect you with the other side of your reality, which is your subconscious, mm-hmm. that begins to work with you in this plane.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiians say, the only problem with Huna is you got to read. And no Hawaiians have ever read. It must be a simpler way to see it.
Fascinating.
Because it was Max Fiedelong was a reporter.
Right.
And his obligation was to report to the nation, Hawaii, back then in 1932, what is this magic Hawaiians have? Because they were well known around the world. Right. They had this power of disinterested benevolence.
Mm-hmm.
Disinterested benevolence is what the Christian man came to see the Hawaiian, and the Hawaiian said, I don't like go to church, I'm going to the beach, that's my church. I'm not going to work for you because I have my church at the beach. I'm going to do everything I need at the beach.
Right.
And there was no rationale for that. Because the minister wanted us to go to church and read a book.
Right.
There was no rationale for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this does not translate.
It doesn't, because for thousands and thousands of years, the book prevented, right, access to the water world. There isn't any reading of the water world from those water world cultures.
So if you're from that water world culture, then what are the, you know, from your authentic Hawaiian self, if I were living around islands, what would I say were some of these translated concepts?
The first thing we do is we give up the idea that we're working with principles. Principles are not technology.
Okay.
Ah, wow, that's a big statement. And let's look at charters. That's a technological advancement when you decide where you're starting from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Hawaiians start from one place. The way to understand Hawaiian healing is to question. Always check, challenge to question. Every question leads you a step forward in the right direction. Never more than that, because everything else is shortcut and you always fall short.
Mm-hmm.
So you take one question at a time. That's the first chart of Hawaiian healing. I want to get you to really hear the second.
Okay.
Decide you like people.
You told me that yesterday. It totally cracks me up. You said to me yesterday, you have to actually, a couple things for an enlightenment. One of them is that you have to decide to like people. And I've never heard that. And it's so obvious and
so,
it's so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah.
It is.
It very, very well is.
Yeah.
The other thing is to say is this universe, this is really key for everybody to understand Hawaiian healing. This universe is completely dedicated to our discovery. Mm. It's its purpose, is to learn to grow. Mm. And it's also dedicated by form to the father, mother, child icon. Now, I know it's really confusing to look at all these thousands of different gods across Polynesia, but basically they're icons for information, very similar to computers.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand the subject, you can connect to all of the body of knowledge, very similar to programs. Mm. That's why it's a technology. Take a minute. When we use our computers, the icons come from some form. They come from the gods that we used to have in old centuries as an idea that you can take a body of knowledge and give it one icon and it'll be able to relate to the whole information.
Interesting.
Hawaiians do the same thing.
Yes, so I have my Word icon and my Excel icon and my Google icon, but they relate to a bunch of technologies behind it.
Yes, and the technology that the Hawaiian healing looks behind is the father-mother-child connection.
So how does the father-mother part, well, I'm still not getting
very
this thing.
Very clear. Again, common sense. You got onto this planet only one way, between mom's legs. There is no other way to get through.
Yeah, that's actually the most disgusting way I've ever heard about my birth, but thanks.
Yes, but I want to tell you something. When it's looked at by us, it looks kind of disgusting. But when it looks like by the child coming out to the pole, to Pono, when coming out to the life, it is the most exciting adventure ever. Mm. It's that adventure and excitement that creates the father-mother-child creation. And it's all based on one idea. Mm-hmm. You cannot live alone in this universe. You cannot you have to co-create. That's where Huna falls short. It forgets to realize that these three pieces interrelate. They're not about looking outwards. As a matter of fact, everything is about implosion in Hawaiian culture. There isn't anything in my universe that's completely not something I'm accountable to because that's my direction. Hmm. Oh, okay. Now, before we get too heavy with choices and consequences, maybe we should step back and look at the Hawaiian point of view in terms of culture. Mm-hmm. What the Hawaiian says culturally is when you are clearly understanding that you're enough, absent anybody else's judgments or commitments, then you don't have any consequence of not being young and childful, young and aware, young and discoverable. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, on that note, we are going to go on a commercial. We have Harry Jim. I can't pronounce your middle name. I know you've said to me like 1,000 times.
It is a trick. Uhane.
Uhane.
Yeah.
Harry Uhane.
Yeah.
Jim, co-author of The Why Secrets of Aloha and an upcoming book soon coming too. So don't go anywhere. Next, we'll be taking a deeper look into Lomi Lomi, the traditional Hawaiian approach where mind, body, and spirit participate in a person's evolution. Want to create a happy you and a happy planet? Then friend us on the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Do you remember when we met? Oh, it was a day I knew you were my pet baby. I want to tell you, oh, how much I love you. Yes, I do.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve 12urbanrace.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ, and we are here transported to Hawaii virtually.
Virtually, and good virtually. Morning to you.
Good
I'm
morning.
Mary Jim.
My guest introduced himself. I love that. We were just in the first segment, we were talking about Huna and then the difference between Huna. And here's what I heard. Huna is actually a translation because on the mainland, we don't have a lot of the same kind of concepts guys learn ancient technologies.
Yes.
And so really Huna is an attempt to take technologies that you have from the mainland and bring it over. And one of the things that we're talking about the break that I didn't get until I had a little aha moment is that you kept on saying, I heard it, but somehow it didn't penetrate. This deep, thick thing called my brain, where you're saying that it's Hawaiian people really about relationships. So it's father, mother, family, and the gods are like family.
The gods are actually icons of information and are part of our old family.
Yeah.
They actually are very critically part of our old family. But I want to make it common sense and even and easy for everybody in the world to understand. I want to just take you back to the beach.
Okay.
When you're in Hawaii on the beach, you will notice a 16-year-old to a 70-year-old surfing. Before they get in that water, they're not going to look at the Huna book. They're not going to look at anything. They look at the water, and they're going to make a relationship with Moana. That's the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to consider the possibility that the Pacific Ocean is the largest crystal in the world, except it's in fluid form.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiians see that and appreciate that. When we want a wave to come our direction, we go, ho'opaipai. And the wave actually forms itself in our intention, chartering us to that wave, because Mother Earth wants us to enjoy ourselves. And when you call that wave and catch that wave, the excitement, the joy is what it's all about in Hawaiian healing. It's called anchor joy, so that Earth may be nurtured and bloom heaven now and evermore. That's what that guy surfing is trying to get to.
Say that again.
Anchor joy. Find place to make joy, wherever that is. Because once you make joy, Mother Earth can start to bloom heaven here on Earth. Bloom means from in your heart. When you're looking at that surf and you find the joy after you've had that surf, you have a love affair with the Pacific Ocean. It is a relationship that's far beyond the book of Huna. And it is the very thing that Huna is trying to get you to see.
So it is really a connection with and relationship with Mother Earth.
With the Mother Earth as a deity. I really want you to understand that. Deity meaning every single religion and human being on the planet sees this planet, this rock, as our deity. As a matter of fact, if you think you're separate, I want to ask you to jump, see how far you get. You are totally mud animated. Mud animated, like the rats and the birds. The only thing that makes us alive is divinity. Mm. Not God, divinity, that actual group understanding of its consciousness. Mm. Separate from every individual's understanding of the consciousness. Because everybody's got that group understanding that everybody's got a mother, everybody's got a father.
Right.
And those two created you. So you have the power to be a co-creator with someone else or something else or some other body. It doesn't have to be human. Mm-hmm. When I surf, I create love with the waves.
I see. So every time you go out and do whatever it is,
yes.
whether you're doing this radio show,
yes.
when you're going surfing, you come at it as I'm in a relationship with whatever is coming my way. And
yeah.
What I'm going to do now is co-create with whatever it is.
Yeah, but the new language is a little simpler. It's like, I'm going to show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I will be completely taking responsibility here. What does that mean? That means I will show up unexhausted. I'm not going to take on your duties and share duties. That's not what responsibility means.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the Hawaiian.
Right.
For the Hawaiian, it means I'm willing to show up and be totally honest and present in front of you.
And we had actually talked earlier when we first met about negotiation and navigation,
yeah.
and that's really what
And that's
it is.
The real key to understand the difference between Hawaiian healing and medical healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate medical healing, but it does come from an institution.
Well, tell us about navigation and negotiation
sure.
too, first. Before
navigation
we
before you go there. So if you can imagine that most of America is very skilled at negotiating,
mm-hmm.
and most Hawaiians are very skilled at navigating.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that when you take a negotiation at hand, you're giving in exchange for your energy a promise to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hawaiians say, no, no. We only navigate, meaning we take what resources we have and we move to the next moment with the resources we have, as opposed to promising or being promised an entitlement to those resources.
Mm.
It's really huge because that's what falls on the place. Let's look at that again.
Right.
Hawaiians navigate through experiences, and Americans and the rest of the world tends to negotiate.
So when you were talking, so let's take that then, draw that analogy with medical,
yes.
like typical Western medical.
Yes.
So we actually say, I'm going to take this aspirin with the hope that later on I will no longer have a headache.
Right.
Right? That's the negotiation that I take when I take a little white pill.
Let's be more, a little clear.
Okay.
I'm going to receive from the medical corporation a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And in the contract, I'm going to agree to treatment, mm-hmm. not healing, treatment
okay.
that provides me services
right.
so that I'm, in general, protected and cared for.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Now let's take the Hawaiian way.
The Hawaiian way says, okay, apparently I have to navigate through this. Something has caused this injury. I want to have a relationship with that something that's causing the injury.
Mm.
Yeah. And let's really find the place of forgiveness first. And then I can take on the rest of the problem. Because the first thing to do when you take a journey to heal, you dump the things you need to flush.
That was a nice way of putting it. Yeah. You let go of your crap.
Yes, that way. That way there's no negotiation about who needs to be feeding what. And you give up any intention of finding an entitlement. Your healing will not come from someone who's entitled you. Your treatments will come from someone
okay,
that entitled
okay. so
you.
Okay, so let me actually, I go to Hawaii,
yeah.
I'm like surfing, I break
yeah.
my leg, and I'm like, gosh darn it, that person like, you know, was I crashed
uh-huh.
into this other person, that's why my leg is all screwed
uh-huh.
up. I come over to you, I'm like, help me.
Uh-huh.
Then you say to me, first you must forgive. Or
no,
first,
I don't
what
say
do you,
to me.
First,
yeah.
like, what do I first
yeah.
have to do? So I
well,
come to you, what
of all,
do you
let's
do?
Just take that real. Take
okay.
a real look at that.
Okay.
A person hurts his leg,
yeah.
right? Probably left or right. What do
left.
You think? Left. Left leg is hurt. So as soon as he comes to me from Hawaii, I say, okay, brother, let me stretch your leg because it's hurt.
Yeah.
And I pull him out. They say, oh, brother, excuse me. I notice it's your left leg. What is with your mother?
Yeah, because that's the feminine side.
Because that's what feels right for the moment, and that is the feminine side. And I may be right or wrong, but he will have an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not my mother. It's my girlfriend.
Well, okay. My girlfriend.
And what is the issue? In other words, you had a fight within you. It's kicking the water. Yeah. Okay. So now how do we fix this? Well, tell your body, sorry, made a mistake. Let's get fixed in this. Can you stand up and walk? Oh, I can actually walk, but I still stall. Then get back on the table. We'll massage it clear. We clear the blood, clear the action.
How about if he broke his leg? How's that going to help?
Then if he breaks his leg, we spend two and a half hours of breath, right? Then we take him to the hospital and get a cast.
I wasn't expecting that.
That's a treatment. He needs a treatment.
Okay. You're saying, but first you have to kind of like, what is the thing that you're having problems relating to? It happens to be his girlfriend.
There's two things going on here. Americans call it healing, and they mean treatment. Hawaiians call it treatment, and they mean healing. And they call it healing because they're connecting with themselves to find out where their treatment is. The American is looking where their card is, so what they qualify for. That's right. A treatment.
Right.
The healing is about taking responsibility and showing up and says, okay, I didn't make a mistake, but I'm in chaos. That's what you got to remember.
Yeah.
I'm in chaos. Bring me out of chaos. And the only place you can get out of chaos is, please don't trust your mind. You got to get out of chaos by trusting your heart. The skill and technology of navigation is in your heart. You can look at God and say, with the mind technologies we have in the world, you can look at God and say, have complete control over God.
Mm-hmm.
Complete control and communication with God so God can talk to you from the mind. But if you want to engage in all of its creatures, God's creatures, like the animals and the nature, then you got to talk through your heart. Hmm. You got to be able to navigate through that, the right. emotions in the moment.
Right.
Yeah. And apparently, we've been doing a little too much treatment and a little too little healing. That's all we have to do is kind of find balances for both. We don't want to give up the technologies we've achieved in corporate medicine, not at all.
Right.
We just don't want to be the only way to go. There is another way, and the combination always works.
Mm. So is Lomi Lomi then? We only have two more minutes to talk about Lomi Lomi. So is Lomi Lomi then, how does that fit into this?
Lomi Lomi is a Hawaiian nature of bodywork medicine. It is the actual medicine of touch. Now, in the United States, that's illegal to say because touch is not medicine. Only the corporate medical doctors can tell you what medicine is.
Mm-hmm.
So what we say is Lomi Lomi is the touch of healing. Now we are in our jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. What it does is it moves you.
You're such a lawyer. By the way, did you know this guy went to law school? All right, now anyways, go ahead.
but now we can move you from a place of taking all duty and giving you some clout by being honest and present with your journey.
So it's like not just looking at the medical thing like, oh, it's a problem, I gotta go take a pill. Or it's like, what happened to you? There's something that you're not tuning into, aware of in your journey, and it's trying to figure out how you wanna relate to it differently because you're not relating to it.
You're not relating, or you knew it was coming and you just didn't wanna pay attention. It's all okay. We all are in that place where we don't have it all together.
Right.
But we can't put all of our medicine in one idea because we won't survive with one idea. We never have. We've been a poly-unanimous culture on the planet, and we're moving to a poly-unified culture.
Mm.
And the hybrid information that's necessary is coming out of all of Polynesia.
The hybrid technology, it's in the car now with healing.
Simply heart.
Mahalo. Okay. So here, Wane Jim, co-author of Y Secrets of Aloha. Next up, we're going to be talking about Ho'oponopono. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Correct.
Oh, yay! And how it can be used to manage trauma, conflict, and chaotic patterns and into creating more peace. So if you want to create a happy you and happy planet, then friend us on Fire It Up with CJ on Facebook. And then also...
Harry Jim at Facebook.
That's easy. Harry Jim. You don't have to remember that whole whiny thing. We'll be right back.
When we met, oh, it was a day I knew you were my pet, baby. I want to tell you, oh, how much I love you. Yes, I do.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Do you remember when we met? Oh, it was a day I knew you were my pet baby. I want to tell you, oh, how much.
Aloha. Aloha. We can't stop talking. Is this what happens in Hawaii? You
that
just talk and kids just like... I don't think we've even... I don't even think I've taken a breath. I haven't taken a... I haven't even been breathing.
Home to take a breath, because that's really important.
All right, let's do a couple. Why don't you lead us through a little breathing exercise? Aloha, everyone. Now just imagine the gentle waves of the ocean. You now navigating better now that we've talked.
Let me put it another way.
Yeah.
Can you ever remember the first day you heard the word aloha? Because aloha has a lot of different meanings, but in Hawaii, aloha means the breath of God is in our presence. It ends with ha, lo is bridging, a is God. So the breath of God is in our presence means aloha.
No, oh, I like that so much better than hi.
Yes, it's hello and goodbye, but right. The actual transition.
The breath of God is in our presence. So when you say that as a Hawaiian, what does that mean to you?
Like, that means that your heart and my heart come from the same place. I have no authority to be less or more than you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Here's another one. When you say thank you in Hawaii, you say mahalo. Yeah. And we never did say thank you in Hawaii. We don't even understand the cultural understanding of that. We just say God's presence. That's what mahalo means.
God's presence. So what does that mean then when you say, is that a surrogate for thank you?
Because what it means, surrogate for thank you, very good point. What it means is the energy and activity of divinity is what came through you to service me. Just like how I service you through our relationship, and the energy of divinity comes through us. Just like it does for two rabbits and two chickens, two cows. Those relationships are actually through divinity's life form, which is breath. Aloha. That's what that means. So that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
That's
so
it's
divinity that came through me to then do a charitable act to you.
Yes.
And you're almost in presence going, mahalo.
Mahalo.
Like, I notice Yeah. That the presence of divinity went through you.
And I gratefully receive. Yeah. The reason we want to learn Hawaiian healing is because we're short on receiving.
What's that mean?
That means that when you are in a place where you are needing a healing,
right,
it's only possible if you have an environment that allows you to receive the healing, receive the self-love, receive divinity's awareness that you can get better. Yeah, and not leave it or lean it all
okay,
onto.
So like when I say aloha, it's like God's presence is, it's God's.
The breath of God is in our presence.
So that's kind of like, that means like I'm part of it too. It's not like I'm like separate from it.
Yeah.
And that, is that what you mean about the receiving?
Yeah.
Is that you have to believe that you're part of the whole consciousness?
Here's a critical point to understand. There is a pyramid culture and there's a circle culture.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramid culture is one that says there must be someone in charge so that they can talk to God for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the circle culture says God's inside, not outside. And being inside means that everybody gets an equal value. Even though some people may have to go to the center of the circle and take leadership, they all have equal value. There's no one less or more than anyone else,
mm-hmm.
which really smacks right in the middle of corporate medical. Because
mm-hmm.
you can talk to both patients and nurses. MDs are considered medical deities.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is separate from the nurse deities. Right. And actually, it's the father-mother-child agreement that holds the hospital together, the nurse and the doctor, not just the doctor.
Right.
Yeah. And those both together create intelligence and intuition.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So now you have an example of intelligent treatment with intuitive management. That's what you call Hawaiian healing.
Yeah, interesting. We were on during the break, you were talking about in Delaware.
Yeah.
That they actually after.
This is Lucy Medical Center. We have in Delaware a program instilled that doctors and nurses actually will go and do Laulima or Hawaiian Reiki on a patient for 5 minutes. Normally, they only kind of wait when the patient doesn't want to go home because it's too uncomfortable. But usually the next day, the patient goes home. Energy work really heals.
Right.
The trick is to get the doctor to give the duty of getting better and split it instead of taking all the responsibility of the client getting better.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, so when the person actually does Laulima, then that what that work does, I assume, is kind of like gets that person involved.
Yeah, let me just spend a second on Hawaiian healing Laulima. This is a form of Lomi Lomi. It's called Laulima. And basically, a clear definition for you is it's Reiki without any rules. So classic Hawaiian. Hawaiian-like rules. So you just put your hand on the person and say, oh, God, wherever you are, come here now. I need your help.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to give you a simple Lomi Lomi prayer.
Yeah.
More important than anything else we talked about all hour.
Okay.
Here it is. Help.
Oh, my God. I'm choking.
I'm sorry. It's just that simple. We can ask for help just by demanding help, not from our sound or mentality, but from our heart's passion to live on in this heartbeat. We can demand it. We want help.
Yeah. Help me.
Help me. And not help from someone else. Help from your own self, the divinity that comes inside from you.
Ah, that's the key differential.
That's a key difference.
Because when we say help, it's
not
like,
outside.
Please help me. Yeah. Someone help me from my problems. But this is
someone
actually,
help me from my problems. All
no,
pyramid.
This is like help. Yeah. Help from like help.
Help circle. Help circle cultures. Help inside pulling out. You have the resources to move from one moment to the next. One moment to the next. You're not moving in leaps because everybody's carrying you into an entitlement.
Right. Right.
Ooh.
This is you helping yourself. So in that particular case, when that person leaves...
No, this is you being helped by the divinity that is in you.
Resides inside of you.
Yes.
My ears are ringing. What the hell happened? Oh, my God. Something must be... My brain must be imploding from all this Hawaiian ideas. Seriously, I have ringing in my ears.
Uh-huh.
What have you done to me on this radio show?
Excite us. Excite us at the possibility of getting better. That's the job.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's fascinating.
So remember, help. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. But help from the inner God within us.
Second prayer, really key.
Yeah, what's the other? Yeah, second prayer.
I'm enough.
I love that one.
That I have everything I need to be in the next moment for my heartbeat to pump. And that everything else is always crooked or broken, but we're all enough because we're an act of divinity.
How do you get to the point where you truly believe that? Do Hawaiian people just believe that?
I gotta tell you really honestly, ma'am. 2.5 years ago, I had emphysema and pneumonia and almost died 3 times in intensive care. When I came back, I really understood everything's already paid for. Everything is extra time. You just live long enough and come to the edge close enough, and you look back and go, okay, I'm back to plant here joy so that earth may bloom heaven now and evermore. Yeah. It is commitment from experience.
Commitment from your own experience.
My own experience in healing and having to heal myself and yet having to help people heal is that complete constant experience.
That you got to that I am enough.
I am enough. Yeah. That the culture has come to appreciate that being enough has nothing to do with someone tells you. It has everything to do with your breath being exhale and inhale. That is enough, that nothing else counts. At the final end, the only thing that counts is that you are alive. You can't run away from this charter.
Right.
Yeah. The universe has no exit. You exist.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. The universe has, I'm sorry. You're like a spiritual comedian.
Yes.
Like if you got a whole bunch of spiritual people together in like a comedy club, you would just like be throwing out these things and people would just roll it because they're kind of like aha moments.
There are huge aha. I know one more before we got time to go. I know there's really one big one. It's okay. Like whenever you're facing a challenge to your authority because you contracted a power, kind of say to yourself, I'm off duty here. If you look back for the last year, how many times you wanted to say to someone, that's not my duty, I'm off duty to that, you would be healed. Because the major industry in this nation is to avoid exhaustion. The entire medical field is to avoid exhaustion.
Yeah.
The entire medical
corporation. Versus just going into it. Going into it saying, I'm off duty.
Yeah.
My kid's like, Mom, can I even, I'm off duty.
Yeah. But even in the Hawaiian culture, the entire purpose of healing is to get you unexhausted. And the only reason we're exhausted is because we keep negotiating contracts after contracts of what we have to do tomorrow and the next day. We're never living in the present. Mm. And the way to get to the present is to say, okay, right now I'm off duty to everybody.
Right.
Including my list, my computer, my wife, my girlfriend, all of that stuff. I'm just off duty right now. My only responsibility is to take a breath. Now, take a breath with me.
We should just breathe for the next minute.
Just
breathe. That feels so good, honestly. Yes. I like the whole idea of being off duty.
Yes, off duty. You have duties, but not all of them are signs you appeal to. Not every one is important to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. So if someone says, hey, can you, I'm off duty.
Yeah. Well,
just like the cop.
I have 5 kids.
You have 5 kids?
I have 5 kids from 34 to
20. And you're still laughing?
Yeah. And my wife has 5 kids with me. So I can tell you it's a two job. And the first thing my kids learned after they left the house is we both raise our hand and we tell them off duty. And they actually kind of giggle with us because they've heard that their whole lives. Because our parents said, oh, off duty, we can't do for you because you have to live your life with your duty.
Oh, man. People, are you loving this? I love the whole idea of off duty. I'm using that from now on.
Oh, yeah. When you see a broken stoplight or a cop that's angry at the world, off duty. I'm not paying attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
You're on your own because my place is the place where heaven is being created by generating joy so earth can bloom that
tree. Yeah. I'm planting, man. I'm planting and blooming. You do your own thing. That's what I'm hearing, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Kuhana. Now I can't even say any of these words. Kuhuna.
It's all vowels.
Harry Uhani Jim. Why am I such an idiot? I don't know why. All right, so next, if you've got a family dispute and you'd like Harry to help you out by using Ho'oponopono. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Call us at 800-930-2819. And Seattle folks, make sure to sign up for Harry's presentation on Ho'oponopono at the eastwestbookshop.com. It's this Friday, through Sunday, March 23rd through 25th. Go to eastwestbookshop.com and go to Harry's site.
Yes, Why Secrets of Aloha or harryjim.com.
And he's going to be on the East Coast in mid-June and during that time period,
and
right?
During that time. I have 14 cities to cross between now and October when I go back to Hawaii.
Okay, got it. So make sure to actually check out his website so that you can actually see him face-to-face. It's a
right.
wonderful
And I might
experience.
Say that I also am real active on Facebook, and if you just look and cruise through the pages, a lot of these principles are in the photo area.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so that's easy to remember. You don't have to write everything down.
Love
it's
it.
All there.
Awesome. All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
Trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fire It Up with CJ show. I've actually been with Harry Wayne Jim. I actually been crying because I've been laughing so hard. I feel like I haven't laughed that hard in so long. And what's a wonderful quote that you say about laughter? I mean, laughter is healing,
laughter
isn't it?
Laughter is the closest we can get to God. If you look and study at meditation, you'll find it's all about getting to a place of no mind.
And have you ever had a thought in laughter? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's true.
Hawaiians really understand that we can skip meditation if we laugh every 5 minutes. And it can be done. It really can be done.
It's true. I love that. I'd rather laugh. Seriously, I'd rather laugh every 5 minutes than have to meditate. I love meditation and I hate meditation. But I love laughter. Who doesn't like laughter?
Laughter is key to understand appreciation. If you ever look into a wise man and he's not laughing, walk away.
I completely agree with that. No, I completely agree with that. And you know what's so interesting?
Uh-huh.
Is I've actually, I talked to a whole bunch of spiritual people.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that's so interesting is I literally, my whole goal during the show is to get them to laugh.
Uh-huh.
Do you think?
I totally understand.
People get
that.
Too serious.
I totally understand. It's one of the biggest things Hawaiians truly appreciate about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to imagine, but we think he was a really funny guy. We think he had a lot to offer.
Yeah.
And I think that he is a wise man.
Yeah.
It really is. The jokes aren't as undated.
Right.
But they work.
Yeah. I love it. All right, folks, if you're out there and you want to have a question, you have a question about a family dispute, call us at 800-930-2819. Okay, I have my own family issue.
Okay.
My kids are on, when they get older,
mm-hmm.
you probably had this with your kids,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you don't. They probably like go out and surf and like enjoy the land.
I had five, so I'm sure I hit one of the same issues.
Yeah, on the computer,
yeah.
constantly, like, playing, Halo on the computer,
uh-huh.
And it's like, can't you go outside,
uh-huh.
go do something? And
uh-huh.
so we're constantly in this battle.
Uh-huh.
And then what do they see their dad doing? He's on the computer. What do they see their mom doing? So there's a certain part of hypocrisy in all this stuff,
sort of.
Too.
Sort of.
So what can we do? How can I get to the point where I'm not arguing with my kids? Get off the computer! How long have you been on the computer?
Yeah. Well, let's just take a minute and really appreciate Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is a whole field of knowledge. And what it means is basically it's different approaches to achieve forgiveness or release.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so the thing we say is Ho'oponopono is about forgiveness. But it's about forgiveness understanding that there's really only two kinds, now or later. A way you can flush through those problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so always what we do in Ho'oponopono is we apply the application of Zoom. Zoom meaning wider. Once we see it how God sees it, then it's a little easier to manage. Once we see it in divinity. Or what we use in Hawaii is the pu'e'u. When you see it from the owl's point of view, the whole perspective, you'll have a different approach.
Mm.
Now, let me take that one issue and you're actually, not what's happening to the kids, but the entire culture is actually evolving into these crystal flat balls we see called computers,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're shrinking, available all across the whole globe.
And they're merging with our being.
Absolutely.
Seriously, like my brain is reprogrammed based on actually doing social media.
Absolutely. Mine is too. My whole practice is going that direction as well. But let's remember where that came from. Where did this issue come from? Communication to each other. I think it came from this guy called Doc. Beam me up, Scotty. Remember that?
Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty. Well, you could actually talk.
Are we taking the owl's perspective now?
Yes, we are. We could talk to presentation. So what's happening is everybody that you can connect to in a commonality is on that crystal ball we call electronic commitments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fiery beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to just spend a minute on how beautiful that is. If I was ascended master and there has been occasion, I would sit on the moon with the other ascended masters and look at the earth. And I would get so excited because every decade, every century, every 1,000 years, we see the same thing. All the men and women sitting around a fire and talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a couple of centuries, that disappeared. And then now we don't need a fireplace. We can talk to each other from across the planet. This is the most amazing thing that's happening in the communication in the blue field of our love. It's huge that everybody can talk to each other. It's actually squashed wars. It really has. I'll give you an example.
Facebook has squashed wars. Now you're pushing it.
No, not really. Can you remember the day that they were in that, the teenagers were in that Saddam Hussein space? You remember that? Iran was having a protest. And the way they stopped it is because CBS, NBC, ABC all found out by cell phone because they were calling their friends in the mainland. Calling friends in America. There's huge, like...
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
Now, Verizon, for example, wanted to increase the cost of their phone.
Right.
And when one call from one woman who was mad enough called everybody, and in 2 days, Verizon decided not to increase the cost.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
That's true. That's true. So there's some power in this.
There's tremendous power in finding commonalities. And what's happening is we have to find balance with our own family. How come with all these computers, we cannot just hold hands and say, I love you? Once in a while.
No, I just texted over. Yeah. I love you. No, I'm just kidding.
My kids all text us, and what the text says is, I love you.
Really?
Yes.
It's nice.
There isn't a message I don't get from someone that doesn't say, I love you. And I'll tell you how you get that. You just keep saying it to everybody else until you create a forum for everybody speaking love you.
Hmm.
Sometimes you have to use the word I love you. But in Hawaii, we use the word aloha. Why? Because what does aloha mean? The breath of God is in our presence. That's how we keep connecting. That's what the ascended masters on the moon, looking at how much fire of love for each other is coming out of those cell phones and tech phones.
Hmm. Well, when you put it that way, then I want them to be on the PC the whole time.
Yes, and you want them to signal you, aloha, hello, I love you. I'm still connected with you. I'm having my adventure, but you're my mama.
I'm so sad we only have a minute left. Oh my god, I've had so much fun. Isn't this fun?
I know it is.
It's fun. Why don't you just live in my house from now on? Oh my goodness, it's been great to be in your presence, honestly. Folks, if you have a chance, people from Seattle, go to East West Bookshop, take the class on March 23rd through the 25th, which is this Friday. And
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You'll have fun.
You'll have fun.
And you'll learn a lot. And you'll feel empowered. I love the whole idea of, like, it's all in you, man. Just make it happen.
Show up!
That's all you gotta do!
Show up and ask for help.
Help! I love that. All right, make sure to tune in next week when we'll be hearing from sound healer, the father of vibrational sound, Fabian Maimon. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Mystique Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.